And what about a woman whose husband had died? She would be a... It's a widow or...
Yeah. I mean, mine, if his wife died, he was a widower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's correct or not, but I've heard the term used, widower.
Yeah. And what about a child, maybe if their parents died? Would people call them an orphan, or would that be only if they were in an institution or something?
I never was called an orphan to my face, but my mother died.
Usually people would have family, you know, that take them in, I guess.
Well, it's still practiced today. Lots of people are raising their grandchildren. They probably know that's it. Get rid of them, get married again when they don't want them. But the black people took care of you pretty good. You'd always be a room for them, so. Extra children. Even if your parents was alive, lots of them would move out of another room, doing pretty good to take care of.
Yeah. Lots of times the women would be out working for other people or something, too, so.
They'd take care of you pretty good. Raise them.
Okay, what would you call something that you push a baby in? And now they got mostly strollers, like, but they used to have an old fashioned
baby
kind
carriage.
Of. Yeah.
Four wheel carriage. My people had
one. Uh-huh, yeah.
A big, high, big thing, well. Sunshade cover.
Mm-hmm.
It was a baby carriage, had brakes on it.
Oh, so you park it and put the brakes
lock
on.
The brakes so it wouldn't run away with you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And,
Now, something, I carried it off to the museum in Ebenezer, but my grandmother had the one she had been raised in with a cradle on that level. Right down on the floor, all those had rockers on.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't work like that long. That's what they put the baby in.
Yeah.
It was like having a place where they were working. And it was a fixer. The rockers were low where you could sit down like if they were shelling beans or peas or something. Set the baby close and hit it with the foot
uh-huh.
to keep it going. And it also had, the boards had places bored into it to put up a bush, like the end of a vine or something, and put skin in there to keep flies off.
Hmm.
Do that, like put three of them.
Yeah.
You can see through it, and we keep skeeters out. There's a skeeter coming through. And it's going to be this year, too.
Uh-huh. It's been raining a lot where we live.
Yeah.
So, okay. What about when they delivered the babies? If they had a doctor?
Black people don't. In my time, my uncle was the vital statistics registrar. He was justice of the peace. A midwife.
Mm-hmm.
Black all the white shoes don't.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then they'd have some old woman do something about it and come stay with them a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mother had in Savannah. She had an old woman come up. You know, well, she was the doctor's aunt.
Oh.
She told the lady that was raised from him. The doctor had come from Abraham. He was set up in practice in Savannah. Anyway, they'd get her.